Anonymous White House anti-Trumper mocked in Reddit Ask Me Anything. By Alam Bokhari on November 27, 2019. The anonymous alleged senior White House official who authored A Warning, an anti-Trump book told from the perspective of an insider, gave an online Q&A session on Reddit. It did not go well. Reddit Q&As are known on the site as Ask Me Anything, AMA, and often go poorly for carefully PR-managed members of the political and media establishment. See also, CNN's Chris Saltz gets roasted in Reddit AMA. The anonymous anti-Trumper's AMA was no exception. The top-rated comment in the AMA at the time of this article's publication is a question from a Redditor asking Anonymous why, if they believe that Trump is such a threat, did they opt to write a book instead of testifying under oath? Anonymous did not answer. A reply to the comment from another Redditor said that Anonymous simply wants to cash in, a sentiment echoed by many other commenters in the AMA. Anonymous attempted to respond to this allegation, saying that their motive is not financial and that they plan to substantially donate royalties from book sales to nonprofit organizations focused on government accountability and on supporting those who stand up for the truth in repressive regimes around the world. The answer did not convince many Redditors. "Is it weird that I don't trust you to donate them substantially?" said one. "Substantially would be great to get something without weasel words. Also, are there any payments other than royalties from the sale? To author or proxy slash associates?" asked another. Another Redditor replied with just one word, quoting the anonymous author. "Substantially." More accusations in a similar vein continued throughout the AMA. After a Reddit moderator asked the author if there was a particular event that inspired them to write the book, a Redditor responded. "Does wanting a bunch of money count as an event?" Other Redditors offered critiques of the material in the anonymous author's book, even casting doubt on whether the author really is a senior administration official. "What you wrote is vague and could have been written by anyone who's kept up with current events and the rest surmised," wrote one AMA participant. "Without you putting your name out there, it lacks credibility. There's no grand revelations, no specificity, nothing that would create a plausible argument that you should be taken seriously as someone who knows anything." Here at least, the anonymous author offered a partial guarantee, saying Trump will hear from me, in my own name, before the 2020 election. "As far as anonymity is concerned, I will not keep my identity shrouded in secrecy forever," wrote the author. "I am not afraid to use my own name to express concern about the current occupant of the Oval Office. Donald Trump has not heard the last of me. There is more to come. Other people who are currently serving, and who have left, are also considering adding their voices before votes are cast in 2020. The Q&A was held on Reddit's I Am A Board, the site's main hub for AMAs with prominent individuals, which are held regularly in separate discussion threads. Compared to other recent AMAs, the anonymous author's was not rated highly by Reddit users. At the time of publication, the AMA has just 350 upvotes, Reddit's equivalent of Facebook likes. By comparison, an AMA with a National Geographic wildlife crime reporter, posted approximately 9 hours before the anonymous author's, gained over 4,000 upvotes, while a day-old AMA from a Parks and Recreation actor currently has over 14,000 upvotes. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.